Walking around Ukraine's capital at first glance, you hardly notice anything unusual. People bustle during morning commutes. The streets buzz with traffic, and restaurants are full. Former world heavyweight boxing champion Vitali Klitschko has been mayor of Kyiv for more than 9 years.
Right now, the situation much better, much quieter because our partners, United States, European, who give to us anti-missile system, and right now the sky about our head is much better protected than before. We shoot down almost every rockets, every drone which fly to our hometown. It's Kyiv, it's protected, it's better than a couple of months ago. Thank you very much for our partners for that.
So we had an air raid, we heard the sirens, there's missiles coming in, and Ukrainian air defense took down the missiles. This is very common. About at least 90% or a little bit higher percentage of that are taken out by the Ukrainian air defense now. And that's why people don't really make such a huge deal out of it when the air raid siren goes off. Take a look closer, however, and you see how Russian strikes have marred Kyiv's structures. Sandbags protect landmarks and offices, while a curfew clears the streets after dark.
In Kyiv, if you go, it's very peaceful atmosphere. But you doesn't feel the country during the war, but a couple hundred miles in east or south is a real hell.
Many now ignore daily air raids. Otherwise, they'd have spent almost a month underground this year. This is what's left of what's called a Grad missile system. It's a multiple launch rocket system that Russia uses to destroy entire grid squares. It can fire up to 40 of these missiles at one area, and you can see the destruction that's caused by these things. This has been part of the front lines off and on for the entire war, and for that reason, nobody lives here anymore. You can see why from the destruction here. But people are starting to filter back into this area, and that's because they are encouraged by the fact that the Ukrainians are actually making steady gains in the counteroffensive, although it's coming at a terrible cost.
It's very difficult to talk to the people who lose the member of family. It's very difficult part of my job to visit in hospitals with young kids, 20, 25 years old, no legs, no arms.
And Ukrainians see these sacrifices as more than just defending their nation.
You have to understand, this war is not about Ukrainians only. Russian state TV is telling Russian people that the war is not against Ukraine, but against NATO and against United States.
Online critics shame Kyiv's residents enjoying sunny days on the Dnieper River or a weekend visit to a nightclub. But with more than 700,000 of their countrymen now under arms, many say these acts represent the people's defiance, a clear message to Putin that their spirit stands strong.
We don't want to live in an authoritarian regime together with Russia. We don't want back to USSR and see our future as democratic country, as part of democratic world. We're fighting for that.
A lot of things have changed here in Kyiv since the war began, and one of the more sobering ones are these memorials that are popping up all around town with the photos and stories of the young men and women who've given their lives defending their country. But you can also understand why the Ukrainians would really like to distance themselves from the Russians and the Soviet era, and that's why, just a few days ago, the Mother Ukraine statue here behind me, which has always stood there with a Soviet hammer and sickle on her shield, is now holding a Ukrainian trident. That's the symbol of their country and not the symbol of the Soviet Union.
They hate the idea of freedom, of democracy. And you've been enemy number one way before the full-scale invasion, way before 2014 war started. You guys have been their enemy, and you will be the enemy, and I hope you will understand it someday. It's not about Ukraine, it's not about America or about Russia or Soviet Union. It's about what's doing right and what's wrong, and about good and evil, freedom and slavery.
засмучені очі, хороші, блакитні твої.